Even with a hurricane bearing down on the Gulf Coast, Senator McCain's running mate, Sarah Palin, is the top of the news many places, including our conversation with NPR news analyst Juan Williams. Juan, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Alex.
How do you think Sarah Palin has done in her interviews with ABC's Charlie Gibson?
Well, fine. I mean, to the extent that if you were a supporter of Sarah Palin before this, you don't feel that she committed any gaffe or embarrassed herself in any way. But if you're someone who's been a critic of Palin and the level of experience she brings to this ticket, I don't think you were comforted by her performance. She clearly was disciplined. She had media training. She'd been through all the briefings. But she says things that might cause you to say, wait a second, you know, who is this person that may be so close to the presidency? She says she's never met a head of state with regard to something like Israeli self-defense. She says the United States basically should stay out of the way and allow Israel to do whatever it takes in terms of responding to Iran. And when it comes to, for example, Georgia and the Russians invading Georgia, her stance again is let's Georgia into NATO. And if it means that the United States would have to go to war with Russia, so be it. So essentially, Alex, I think she was taking a hard line and she was voicing a lot of generalities, but there was no sense that she had mastery of the foreign policy front.
Charlie Gibson noted her reform crusader claims, but he questioned that as a kind of national security credential. Here's her response.
But it is about reform of government, and it's about putting government back on the side of the people. And that has much to do with foreign policy and national security issues.
Juan, she didn't really answer his question about the credentials issue, did she?
No, but that's, you know, Madeline, that's media training, and it was done seamlessly, you know, all credit to her and to her trainers. But she turned the question, again, back to this issue of reform, and I think what she had been told was, go at the idea that you have experience in terms of gas and oil in Alaska, and make it clear to people that you are about reform, which emphasizes the McCain message. As you say, she didn't answer the question.
Okay, turning to the Democrats now, Barack Obama met with Bill Clinton yesterday. They had lunch, and of course it was closed to the press, but what do you suppose went on at that lunch?
Really what they're discussing is the fact that they've been estranged, and getting President Clinton to make a commitment to come out and do some work for Senator Obama. In a way, I think Bill Clinton felt that he had been neglected, not treated as a party elder, and not respected for having won two terms by Senator Obama. And now Senator Obama is coming and coming to the doorsteps of the master, so to speak. And he has a sense now that he needs Bill Clinton.
And what can Bill do for him?
Well, Bill can get out there and energize his party, because just over the last week, what we've seen is the Democrats become rather dispirited at the idea that not only has Senator McCain taken the lead in many polls. You see key states shifting. What you need, if you're Senator Obama's camp, is to come back, punch back. And Bill Clinton can occupy a lot of media space, and Senator Obama needs it badly right now.
Juan, how about your best political conversation this week?
You know, Alex, this was an interesting one. I was out in Seattle to do a fundraiser for an NPR station, KPLU, and there was this repeated theme about, what about Sarah Palin's religion? What about the fact that she was in this Assemblies of God church and an evangelical? What about tape that hears where you can hear her talking about the war in Iraq? And this is a quote here, just taken out of context, but as a task from God. And people saying, well, we pay a lot of attention to Reverend Wright and Senator Obama. Why shouldn't we pay attention to what's going on with Sarah Palin? Why is the media not doing that job? And again, I think this is one of those areas where the media is just a little bit uncomfortable, then of course subject to the idea of exactly to what extent is it okay to pray to God for your side in a war, and to what extent is it hypocritical to say that you don't hope that whatever mission you're on is a mission that God finds acceptable. It's very difficult territory, but again, I think what you see is people just kind of frustrated that Sarah Palin, especially Obama supporters, frustrated that Sarah Palin has been such a success on the national stage.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams with us from Washington. Juan, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex. Welcome, Madeline.
Bye, Juan.